when you go out and you thin the cotton out with the hoe, what do you say you're doing?
I guess you'd be thinning it.
Do you ever hear the expression chopping or scraping cotton?
Yeah, I read chopping cotton, but I didn't know what they were doing. See, when I would grow up there at that time, and I was, if cotton was ready, they'd be out there in the field picking the cotton, going out in the field. I picked a little, but I found out that wasn't for me. But the cotton was up some size, and as a result, I didn't know anything about chopping cotton.
You never saw them doing the planting
part? No.
What kinds of grass grows up in the cotton fields or just out in your yard that you don't want? What different kinds?
Oh, Johnson grass, cocoa grass.
When you're plowing, the trench cut by the plow is called the...
row, I guess. I don't know.
Do you ever hear that called the
furrow? Furrow? I've heard of furrow, but I don't know. See, I've heard a lot of it. I've been around a lot of them talking, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, that's okay. I'm just, you know, interested in, you know, what you've heard of and all.
Okay.
Bad. What different kinds of fences would there be?
Barbed wire is what all country people use.
Do you ever see a real old-fashioned fence that go in and out like this?
Yeah.
What was that called?
I don't know.
What about a fence you might have around your yard or your garden?
Picket fence?
How would those be built?
Well, most people use cyclone fence. Now some use redwood fence. And then some ones with the money can afford to build a brick fence.
On the picket fence, was that nailed together or woven together?
Oh, picket fence you held together by wire.
How do you mean?
Well, you gotta see the picket's no larger than that.
About 2 inches?
Yeah.
Long.
And you got the wire around, you got three strands of wire and it's twisted.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I've seen it.
Are they pointed at the top?
Yeah. Got a sharp point.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of blue stone or rock?
I don't know.
You never saw one of those?
A loose?
Well.
What do you mean, cemented together?
Yeah, it could be cemented.
Mm-hmm. Brick, a stone wall, or whatever kind of material you use.
What about a... when you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
post.
Okay, how do you set one up?
Well, you just dig it. You take post hole digging. Most people use cedar. They take a cedar post. And they go down so many feet apart and they put the post down. And then after they settle and kind of pack down, then they come along and string the barbed wire.
After they put all the...
post down.
What would you carry water in?
Bucket.
What would you milk in?
Bucket.
What about
pail?
Huh?
Pail.
What's the difference?
None.
Which word would you probably use?
Bucket.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
Well, you can carry it in a bucket, a pail, a dish pan, anything, depending on what you put it in.
What would you call the bucket or pail that you carried the food in, though? I mean, how would you refer to that specific?
Slop pail.
Huh?
A slop pail.
Okay. Did you ever have hogs?
No.
Did anyone have hogs in the city, or was that?
Yeah, a whole lot of people had hogs.